Human sacrifice in the Bible. Deuteronomy 12:27. And thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and the blood of thy sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt eat the flesh. The Judeo-Christian Bible is chock full of blood sacrifice, human blood sacrifice. Most Christians rely on what their preacher has to say and or are too lazy or mentally challenged to read and study for themselves. How many people bother to really think? In addition to the blatant human blood sacrifices for Jehovah, bloodbath after bloodbath took place under the direction and orders of this bloodthirsty entity in the form of numerous wars and other acts of humanity. Gentile holy texts and sacred writings have been replaced with this Jewish invented and written filth. There is nothing spiritual about it, just murder after murder, no different from the Jewish-controlled Hollywood in its emphasis on violence, bloodshed, and murder to no end. Exodus 22:29. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquors. The firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give unto me. Ezekiel 20:25-26. Wherefore, I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. 20-26. And I polluted them in their gifts, in their own gifts, and that they caused to pass through the fire all that openeth the womb, that I might make them desolate, to the end that they might know that I am the Lord. 2 Samuel 21 is another example of blood sacrifice to appease Jehovah. 21:6. Let 7 men of his sons be delivered unto us, and we will hang them up unto the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, whom the Lord did choose. 21:9. And he delivered them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them in the hill before the Lord. And they fell all 7 together, and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the first days, in the beginning of barley harvest. 21:10. And Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth, and spread it for her upon the rock, from the beginning of harvest until water dropped upon them out of heaven, and suffered neither the birds of the air to rest on them by day, nor the beasts of the field by night. When 7 men are murdered in cold blood in order to appease Jehovah in hopes that he will end a famine, it can only be called a human blood sacrifice. More blood sacrifice. Numbers 31:25. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, 31:26. Take the sum of the prey that was taken, both of man and of beast, thou and Eleazar the priest, and the chief of fathers of the congregation. 31:27. And divide the prey into 2 parts, between them that took the war upon them, who went out into battle, and between all the congregation. 31:28. And levy a tribute unto the Lord of the men of war, which went out to battle, 1 soul of 500, both of the persons, and of the beeves, and of the asses, and the sheep. 31:29. Take it of their half, and give it to Eleazar the priest, for an heave offering to the Lord. 31:30. And the children of Israel's half, thou shalt take 1 portion of 50, of the persons, of the beeves, of the asses, and of the flocks, of all manner of beasts, and give them unto the Levites, which keep the change in the tabernacle of the Lord. 31:31. And Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord commanded Moses. 31:32. And the booty, being the rest of the prey which the men of war had caught, was 600,000 and 70,000 and 5,000 sheep. 31:33. And 70,000 beeves. 31:34. And 60,000 asses. 31:35. And 32,000 persons in all, of women that had not known man by lying with him. In other words, virgins. 31:36. And the half, which was the portion of them that went out to war, was in number 300,000 and 70,000 and 500 sheep. 31:37. And the Lord's tribute of the sheep was 600 and 65. 31:38, and the beeves were 30,600, of which the Lord's tribute was 72. 31:39, and the asses were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. 31:40, and the persons were 16,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 32 persons. Okay, this excerpt was taken from the Handbook of Jewish Knowledge by Nathan Ausubel, copyright 1964, pages 302 through 303. The Lord's tribute was 32 persons. They sacrificed to that maggot. Okay. Jephthah, one of the ruler judges following the conquest of Canaan, had sacrificed his only daughter to the God of Israel in a celebration of military victory against the Ammonites. Samuel the seer had hacked in a sacrificial manner the body of Agag before God. David the sensitive poet king had handed the seven sons of Saul to the Gibeonites to, quote, to hang them up unto God. An example of this can be seen below, how the verse was changed in Judges 11:39. In the others, the human has been replaced with a lamb. Judges 11:34. And Jephthah came to Mizpeh unto his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and with dances, and she was his only child. Beside her he had neither son nor daughter. 11:35. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes and said, Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me, for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. Okay, and when it says, I just want to interject something, he rent his clothes. In Jewish custom, they tear their clothes at a funeral or at a death. Okay, of their own. 11:36, and she said unto him, My father, if thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord, do to me according to that which has proceeded out of thy mouth, forasmuch as the Lord hath taken vengeance for thee of thine enemies, even the children of Ammon. Now, do you get that some liminal tie in here? I'm going to interject something here. The Lord hath taken vengeance for thee of thine enemies, even of the children of Ammon. In other words, these sacrifices tie in to any time Gentiles try to pursue justice against these maggot Jews. These sacrifices of what have been putting us down for centuries. They do human sacrifices, the victims of choice are children. And it ties in here with the Bible. But what happens is what they call their enemies, us Gentiles. That's how they get to us, and they keep their injustice going, and that's where their power is at, okay? And I already got to that other sermons, audio sermons on here as well, about the Christian mass and Jewish ritual murder. 11:37, as she said unto her father, Let this thing be done for me. Let me alone 2 months, that I may go up and down upon the mountains and bewail my virginity, I and my fellows. 11:38, and he said, Go. And he sent her away for 2 months, and she went with her companions and bewailed her virginity upon the mountains. 11:39, and it came to pass at the end of 2 months that she returned unto her father, who did with her according to his vow, which he had vowed, and she knew no man. And it was a custom in Israel, the virgin sacrifice. 11:40, that the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah and Gideonite 4 years in a day, 4 days in a year, excuse me. That the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah the Gideonite 4 days in a year. Okay, I'm sorry, I've been reading these just one after the other, and sometimes I make mistakes, but Satan wants these on audio. Okay. Just how obvious can this get? In Judges 11:35, Jephthah rents his clothes. For those of you who are unfamiliar with this term, it is a Hebrew and also an ancient custom to rent, tear, rip one's clothes upon the death of a loved one. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. He has made a promise to sacrifice his only daughter to Jehovah. It is also glaringly apparent Jehovah demanded this act in exchange for his victory over his enemies and the children of Ammon, as he stated, "I cannot go back." In Judges 11:37, his daughter states, "Let this thing be done for me. Let me alone 2 months, that I may go up and down upon the mountains and bewail my virginity. This thing be done for me and bewail my virginity." Here it is obvious Jehovah demanded the sacrifice of a virgin. Judges 11:39. When she returned to her father, who did with her according to his vow which he had vowed, and she knew no man, and Judges 11:40, the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah. This is so obvious, he sacrificed his only virgin daughter to Jehovah, who demanded this act in exchange for his securing a victory for Jephthah. Cannibalism. Deuteronomy 28:53. "And thou shalt eat the fruit of thy own body, the flesh of thy sons, and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee, in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee." 28:54. "So that the man that is tender among you, and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil towards his brother, and towards the wife of his bosom, and towards the remnant of his children, which he shall leave." 28:55. "So that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children, whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege, and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates." 28:56. "The tender and delicate woman among you, which should not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil towards the husband of her bosom, and towards her son, and towards her daughter." 28:57. "And towards her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and towards her children, which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all the things secretly in siege and straitness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates." 28:58. "If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God." Human blood was not enough. Jehovah gave clear instructions for the ritual slaughter of animals as well. Exodus 20:24. "An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee." Exodus 24:4. "And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and rose up early in the morning, and builded an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel." 24:5. "And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people. And they said, All that the Lord hath said will we do, and be obedient." 24:8. "And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, Behold the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you concerning these words." More instructions from Jehovah for blood sacrifice. Exodus 23:18. "Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until morning." Exodus 29:10. "And thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock." 29:11. "And thou shalt kill the bullock before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation." 29:12. "And thou shalt take the blood of the bullock and put it upon the horns of the altar with thy finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar." 29:13. "And thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul that is above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock, and his skin, and his dung," which is shit, "shalt thou burn with fire without the camp. It is a sin offering." 29:15, thou shalt also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. 29:16, and thou shalt slay the ram, and thou shalt take his blood and sprinkle it round about upon the altar. 29:17, and thou shalt cut the ram in pieces, and wash the inwards of him, and his legs, and put them unto his pieces and unto his head. And I want to interject something here. Just what the hell is spiritual about this, huh? Not a damn thing. It's just sick butchery and murder and slaughter. 29:18. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the heads of a ram. 29:20. Then thou shalt kill the ram, and take his blood, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the great toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. 29:21. And thou shalt take the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his shoes, and upon the garments of his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. 29:22. Also thou shalt take of the ram the fat and the rump, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. 29:23. And one loaf of bread, and one cake of oil bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread, that is before the Lord. 29:24. And thou shalt put all in the hands of Aaron, and in the hands of his son, and shalt wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. 29:25. And thou shalt receive them of their hands, and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor before the Lord. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. 29:26. And thou shalt take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration, and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be thy part. 29:27. And thou shalt sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is waved and which is heaved up, of the ram of the consecration, and even that which is for Aaron, and that which is for his sons. 29:28. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons by a statute for ever from the children of Israel, for it is a heave offering. And it shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offerings, even their heave offering unto the Lord. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein, and to be consecrated in them. 29:30. And that a son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days, which he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place. 29:31. And thou shalt take the ram of the consecration, and seethe his flesh in the holy place. Leviticus chapter 1:1. And the Lord called unto Moses, and spake to him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, 1:2. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. 1:3. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. 1:4. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. 1:5. And he shall kill the bullock before the Lord. And the priests, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood, and sprinkle the blood round about the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 1:6. And he shall flay the burnt offering, and cut it into his pieces. 1:7. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall put the fire upon the altar, and lay the wood in order upon the fire. 1:8. And the priests, Aaron's sons shall lay the parts, the head and the fat, in order upon the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. 1:9 But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. 1:10 And if his offering be of the flocks, namely of the sheep or of the goats, for a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring it a male without blemish. 1:11 And he shall kill it on the side of the altar northward before the Lord, and the priests, Aaron's sons, shall sprinkle his blood round upon the altar. 1:12 And he shall cut it into his pieces, with his head and his fat, and the priest shall lay them in order on the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. 1:13 But he shall wash the inwards and the legs with water, and the priest shall bring it all and burn it upon the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savour unto the Lord. And if 1:14 And if the burnt sacrifice for this offering to the Lord be of fowls, meaning birds, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or of young pigeons. 1:15 And the priest shall bring it unto the altar, and wring off his head, and burn it on the altar, and the blood thereof shall be wrung out on the side of the altar. 1:16 And he shall pluck away his crop with his feathers, and cast it beside the altar on the east part, by the place of the ashes. 1:17 And he shall cleave it with the wings thereof, but shall not divide it asunder, and the priest shall burn it upon the altar, upon the wood that is upon the fire. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savour unto the Lord. Leviticus chapter 7:1 Likewise, this is the law of the trespass offering. It is most holy. 7:2 In the place where they kill the burnt offering shall they kill the trespass offering, and the blood thereof shall he sprinkle round about upon the altar. 7:3 And he shall offer it all of the fat thereof, the rump, and the fat covereth the inwards. 7:4 And the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul that is above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. 7:5 And the priest shall burn them upon the altar for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a trespass offering. Leviticus 7:14 And of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for an heave offering unto the Lord, and it shall be the priest that sprinkleth the blood of the peace offerings. The Lord needs every drop of blood of that blood from the blood sacrifice. Leviticus 7:27 Whatsoever soul it be that eateth any manner of blood, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. Here more blood sacrifice is needed to remove the curse of leprosy Jehovah has inflicted. Leviticus 14:34 When ye be come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in a house of the land of your possession, 14:49 And he shall take to cleanse the house two birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. 14:50 And he shall kill the one of the birds in an earthen vessel over running water. 14:51 And he shall take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet, and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running water sprinkle the house seven times. 14:52 And he shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, and with the running water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. 14:53 But he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open fields, and make an atonement for the house, and it shall be clean. 14:54 This is the law for all manner of plague of leprosy and scall. 14:55 And for the leprosy of a garment and of a house. 14:56 And for a rising, and for a scab, and for a bright spot. 14:57 To teach when it is unclean and when it is clean, this is the law of leprosy. Okay, and there's more examples of blood sacrifices to Jehovah. Leviticus 8:14-32, Leviticus 9:1-14-24, Leviticus 14:1-5, Leviticus 14:12-28, Leviticus 23:12-21, Numbers 19:1-7, Joshua chapter 10, nothing but mass murder, Judges 1:1-18, more bloodbaths and mass murder, Judges 3:27-31. And if you doubt this, there's all kinds of online Bibles. The King James Version is pretty much the most reliable one with this crap. I mean, it's used most in the Protestant churches. Then you've got the Catholic Bible. Those two are basically mainstream. And then, of course, the Jews tried to work on just taking the or writing the Bible without the verses, these New Age Bibles and crap. But it's all the same old crap. Okay, and the entire chapter of Leviticus or something is devoted to instructions on living blood sacrifices of both humans and animals. And it has to do with these extraterrestrials that thrive on blood. It's just like you have these cattle, and that in fields, people wonder what's going on with these extraterrestrials. But that's a different subject. But in the sense that these are extraterrestrials, the way those Hebrews, most of it is fictitious, but it's a subliminal, the way that Jehovah hid behind a cloud that led them day and night, and he never permitted his face to be shown, because his face isn't human, it's that of a gray. Okay, this goes on and on and on. Repeats of endless mass murder and bloodshed. The word blood is used over and over and over again in the Bible. You would think this would all be so obvious. We must bear in mind the Nazarene was the ultimate human sacrifice. Also, eat his body and drink his blood is repeatedly recited during every Christian mass and service around the world. The article above and this article, Jehovah, a murderer and a liar from the beginning, reveal bloodbath after bloodbath and the conquering and genocide of Gentiles at the hands of the Jews.